Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hey, welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, July 7th, 2022. With me is, of course, my brother, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com. And, of course, please do yourself a favor. Make sure you subscribe to his intelligence briefings, his private intelligence briefs. I'm telling you right now, they are critical. It's information that you need to know ahead of time. I am so glad that I have the opportunity to read and to see, to see what he is provide the information he's providing. So, you know, it seems like I know about things that will happen far in advance. Go to stevequayle.com, gen6.com. Make sure you sign up for that. All right. Before I get to Steve, I just want to, we were talking before the show, a couple of things. I'm going to expand on this, or perhaps we'll both, we will both expand on this, shortly. I just want to open with this, really quick, the Georgia Guidestones that were destroyed. I was doing a lot of thinking about this and a lot of analysis about looking at the images, looking at the camera, the alleged camera, a surveillance camera view, okay, the security camera view of things. And then watching post-event yesterday of the county knocking down the rest of the stones. Just so people know, these stones sit on land owned by the Elbert County Board of Commissioners, 4.93 acres. That's their land and essentially their property. And just so you get an idea of how big and what a big structure this is, the outer stones, everything made of polished granite, 42,437 pounds each, and there are five stones. The center stone is 20,957 pounds, and the capstone weighs 24,832 pounds. So it's not a small structure by any stretch of the imagination. And the people down in this area, many Christians refer to the 10 guidelines inscribed on this as Satan's 10 commandments. Okay. But again, I'm just going to just say this, and then Steve can comment on this after the next issue. Something doesn't feel right about this. Looking at this, the rapid destruction of the crime scene, if you want to classify it as a crime scene, as they're looking at it as a crime, a property crime, and then for them to rapidly destroy it, doesn't sit right with me. It's destruction of evidence. When you look at the explosion, the debris from the explosion, some are saying, well, that was a shaped charge. Well, okay. I don't know how many people have seen shaped charge detonations and the result of shaped charges. Look, I'm not a bomb expert. However, there's more the debris in a larger view of that. It's more of a the debris field is not consistent with a shaped charge. I'll just leave it there. So I've got a lot of questions, and the other question is why now? All right, I'm going to put a kind of a period there as I move on to this, and this is the substance of today's show. America is being eradicated. This is a guest post by Paul Craig Roberts. This is dated today, actually, and it's on your screen for those who are watching this. And folks, please subscribe to us on Rumble or on Brighteon and watch this show. The shows reside at HagmanReport.com, but from there you can get to the videos, the audio, everything you need, along with links to Steve's website and sites and everything you need is at HagmanReport.com. All right. But this guest post, America is being eradicated. And folks, think about this, because Writes Paul Craig Roberts, no sooner had I given up on the U.S. Congress when Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene said that Ukraine is the new Iraq wrapped up with a pretty little NATO bow with a nuclear present inside. She said that instead of sending weapons and billions of dollars to Ukraine, the U.S. should pull out of NATO and avoid nuclear war by ceasing to provoke the Russians. Let me just add this very quickly. We are in a proxy war with Russia and have been ever since the Arab Spring. That's my opining there. Moving on. Grinding up Ukraine to fight with Russia is disgusting. Russia could have been an ally, Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted. Warmongers in Washington seeking war with Russia should suit up and go fight it themselves, she said. Send your kids and leave ours alone. Pay for it yourself. When an American hears such intelligent talk from inside the bought and paid for Congress, he's got to cheer. And his spirit picks up. He realizes that if there's one voice, there might be two, and that the possibility of America coming to its senses was not completely ruled out. How great is that? That's true. But then, and I'm again paraphrasing this, reality crowds in. The Republicans are almost as determined, they're almost as determined to get rid of Marjorie Taylor Greene as the Democrats. Think about that. They are, aren't they? Independent thinkers who represent the American people instead of the powerful economic interests who fund the political campaigns and the neoconservative ideologues who rule Washington, well, they're a non-welcome species in Washington. And isn't that true? And folks, I'll leave the link in the program description box at HagmanReport.com, and you can read the rest of the article yourself. But with that, I'm going to bring in Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com, Gen6.com, and a good friend, brother, and a person that I have immense admiration for. Steve, thanks for coming on.
Well, Doug, it's interesting because you and I have been talking, as all are, even when it came to the overturning of Roe versus Wade, why now? The Georgia Guidestones have stood for, you know, quite a while, year-wise, but why now? And I want to deal with the Georgia Guidestones because it's really important. That was a total mockery of the living God. It was the humanists, transhumanists, Satanists, Luciferians' statement that we're going to maintain the world's population of 500 million. And I looked at the Daily Mail, which I understand is just a mouthpiece for British intelligence. And they were saying, it's all that right-wing fanaticism. Well, those, I could call them fake journalists, would go and look at what were on the Guidestones. They might ask the question, well, gee, if there's only going to be 500 million people and maintain that population, how do you get rid of 7 billion or 7.2 billion people at this point? Now, I maintain, and as you and I have talked, there's more involved with this. Now, there's only two reasons. Number one, literally, it would be taken down. They'll blame the Patriots or try, but what if the whole reason was that the Georgia Guidestones are being brought into the focus of mainstream media now, and we're seeing the depopulation agenda, which let's just bag that word, the genocidal annihilation of the human race, in my opinion. Was it the very people themselves going, uh-oh, we got a problem? The voices of alternative news are saying, go look at the Guidestones. Go look at the Guidestones. Alex has done a great job on declaring what's going on there. But what people have got to understand, it's either that or people are reporting lightning, literally lightning, a purple flash. When you see a purple flash, that's usually based on a directed energy weapon and the composition of the components of the DEW, DEW. It's a DEW weapon, directed energy weapon. And I reached out to science guy and I said, what is going on? I said, so what would it take for a directed energy weapon? All you scientists, guys, ask yourself this. Do you know the level of sophistication of space-based weapons platforms? Okay. And I won't tell how many there are, but let's just say there's enough. The energy beam high performance 1 million watt pulse, 10 picoseconds in duration, 50 pulses per second, able to cut metal and glass and stone. And interestingly, ladies and gentlemen, a message appeared. And I joked, Doug, before I got this report, I judged, well, the Americans won't read the handwriting on the wall. Maybe they'll see the destruction of the Georgia Guidestones as maybe God saying something. And here's what was written. I want to share something. I don't know if it was God. I mean, it could be. And I say that because if even God used the Russians, but here's the message. Your mockery will destroy you and your land, Joe. I'm going to say that again. This is what is reputed, Doug, or claimed that was written on stone. Only the finger of God. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't believe God. I don't believe in your God. I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in any of that stuff. Well, then look at the guide stones, okay? Because, you know, it's interesting to me, Doug, that just as if we're in the days of Noah, as we are absolutely that Jesus spoke about, then we're going to see supernatural events. So the thing that's important, I think, is for people to understand something. The rush to demolish the rest of it was hurried, almost very similar to the, and I'll give it right back to you, Doug, almost very similar to the World Trade Center. Was there evidence? Did that message, okay, now who could that message come from? It could come from Russia, and I'm not blaming Russia, but it also could literally come from God overruling a certain space-based weapons platform and sending a message, and literally with those words, your mockery will destroy you and your land, Joe. Remember, I even see it in time, Doug, with a statement of the Biden regime trying to basically promote the furthering of atheism and humanism. I wish they'd just come right out and call it Luciferianism. And basically, the timing is, again, critical. So as the investigator, with what I'm just saying, with the information that just coming in literally an hour before your show, what do you make of that? Because it's got to be one of two.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, I think with God, anything is possible. That's my view, number one. Number two, whether it was done, the manner in which this was accomplished, the initial destruction, as you see on your screen right now, and look at the debris field. Does that, folks, to the people who are professionals in demolition, does that look like a consequence of a shaped charge or even a, any type of stationary or set explosive? That looks pretty directed to me. All right. So I'm just saying that. So, but to answer your question is, this is in the middle of nowhere. People have to understand this is like really in the middle of nowhere. So you're not going to have a situation where if due to the explosion, one of the pillars, stones, falls and causes others to fall, you're not going to have the threat of injury by bystanders or injury to bystanders. So if this is a crime scene that they are legitimately investigating, then why the necessity to take the others down in the manner in which they did prior to preserving any evidence that existed there, unless they wanted to destroy the evidence. And you referenced the World Trade Center Building 7 certainly rings true to me. So, and I will also say this, God can also use man.
Yes.
And, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, kudos if that was done by man or energy weapons or whatever. But it's certainly not consistent with the official explanation. And that's all I've got. So.
Well, and Doug, here's something. Notice what was hit. The capstone was hit. This is called a dolmen. Delta, Oscar, Lima, M, you know, Mary, Echo, Nancy, or November. The bottom line is a dolmen usually is, for instance, the most well-known dolmen obviously would be Stonehenge, but the capstone was hit. And that's what's interesting. If you look at the angle of the debris field, And I think what you're trying to say, Doug, a shape charge can usually be placed in such a way that it causes the whatever the debris field to fall or go in a specific direction. That's the basis of all building demolition, to basically get them to implode in on themselves. And this one, notice again, I want people to understand, no one's calling out the capstone.
Thank you
and
for that.
And that capstone and is, or the table, okay? And so what is, and I don't know, and I would love for someone to tell the truth, I can't guarantee that that statement was made. But again, Doug, we both agree, the Bible's very clear that God uses the devices of the wicked to bring judgment on the wicked.
Amen. Yeah.
The capstone is critical because, ladies and gentlemen, in occult lore, in, and not just lore, but in the plans, you know, they believe that Lucifer is the ultimate capstone, which will rule and reign on earth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, God's got another idea. So, Doug, I think what we got to do today, and it's really going to kind of lead into some of the stuff we're going to talk about, is look at the supernatural, beyond natural factors and forces affecting our world. And I mean, it goes so far as the technology of the fallen angels, and obviously geoengineering, obviously global drought, obviously being generated all over the world. Now, I believe in man-made global warming. It's called weather warfare, weather modification, and geoengineering. To my knowledge, there's maybe one or two people that have ever mentioned that on a congressional or senatorial level. But ladies and gentlemen, it's real technology. You can go on Dane Wigington's website. This is important. Geoengineeringwatch.org, and he's got Lyndon Baines Johnson addressing the fact when Johnson was present that they now have satellites that control the weather. And he who controls the weather controls the world. He who seeks to destroy the world will seek to use weather as a force multiplier. Interestingly enough, that's the name of the U.S. Air Force document, weather as a force multiplier. We own the weather, 2025. Now, that really used to bother me until I figured out, you know, when Deagle started reporting that by 2025, the American population will be diminished down to 89, 90 million people. I think the latest one was 69 million people. So why are we talking about advanced technology? Why are we talking today about something so unusual and the timing? And why did the timing of the Georgia Guidestones almost sync within, I don't know the amount of days, Doug, but let's say within 7 days of the appropriation that was turned down where Biden wanted to push humanism? I don't know if you saw that. I'm sure you did. And atheism. And then you go back to the message, your mockery. And now who's Biden mocking? Who are the Democrats mocking? Well, Doug, it's obvious. They set their platform, and all the spineless jelly Republicans who, you know, are just, they'll just spread themselves over peanut butter and want to be part of the sandwich, okay? Very rare, I would say, exceptions. The bottom line is that, again, that a message was going to be sent. And what I had jokingly said, and this is before this, and people will have to just take my word, I said, isn't it interesting? And I said, Lord, I wonder, and this is the part I didn't say yet, I wonder if the handwriting was even in the sky if people would repent. And you know what they claim? Oh, somebody hired a biplane. We're getting to the time now where supernatural events, Doug, are going to defy logic. Although it's logical to see what's in play, they will be blamed on groups because remember, you have to vilify any group you seek to destroy. And that's with the acceleration of anti-Christian writing. The Christians are responsible. You know, I mean, everybody's listening to Nero fiddle his fiddle while Rome is burning. In this case, America is being destroyed. People looking for a natural answer to a spiritual problem, i.e. a political solution to a spiritual problem, don't get it. And the thing, the greatest disconnect for everybody is that God himself really has a lot to say about a bloodthirsty, blood-drenched nation that does not repent. He says, I will not repent of the evil allowed to come on them. So the biggest issue I think that people got to say is, and I've heard it, I'm sure you have too, Doug, why is this happening to us? Why is all this thing happening? And I think the Bible makes it very clear. Go ahead.
No, you know, it's with me, it's always the question, when I see something happen, why now? Why there? Why that person? Why this event? Because things are all interconnected in my view. And by the way, you had talked about the globalist agenda, reference that. People don't know this, but going back briefly to the Guidestones, they're situated in the highest spot in that county in Georgia, exactly 666.78 miles from the United Nations building. I don't, everything's got to be somewhere, right? So, but I'm sure that's just a coincidence. But it goes to your statement about the various things that are taking place and people not seeing, at least in my view, God's hand in this, God's anger, God's wrath to some extent in certain things. Is that clear, or am I clear on that, or am I kind of muddy on that?
No, you're very clear, and I think that one of the scriptures that just, I can't shake it because it's on me all the time, is that God is angry with the wicked all the day long. And evangelicals try and basically, in my opinion, use weasel words out of it, that God hasn't appointed his people to wrath, and God deals with that concept. He says, you know, basically, I'm going to pour out my indignation upon the earth, and you come, hide yourselves a little while until my indignation be passed. Good example is Noah. I mean, that was indignation of God destroying the fallen angel and the corrupted hybrid humans that had just, the fallen angels had just about wiped out everybody. If everybody wants to think about this, there were only 8 human beings that had pure genetic DNA. So when they say perfect generations, it's not talking about Noah or his family's morality. Was talking about genetic purity. And what we see, ladies and gentlemen, why this is relevant today is because we're seeing the attack on the human genome that ultimately was created in the image and likeness of God. Now, I want to make it clear. I know that was from, let's say, 6,000-7,000 years ago. That's when that happened. But prior to that were the fallen angel civilizations, the pre-Adamic. I mean, we went through a whole excellent presentation. Multiple people presented that at one of the Extinction Protocols conference. I'm sorry, True Legends conferences, and maybe it was answering the alien question. But the point is that we're now watching, and no one can argue with me. Come on, guys. Yeah. I remember, Doug, when we started talking, you and I, and I was on your show immediately when Mega Drought, the DVD, was released.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And, you know, people just mocked. I had some of the most, let's just say this, the most cause for repentance people just basically, you know, say, oh, you're selling fear. Let me just share something. There comes a time when Doug Hagman will not be on the air anymore. Isn't a threat, just an awareness. There's a time when I won't be on the air. But once those of us, and I think I'm the oldest chronologically and even by experience, not life experience, but just broadcasting. What I'm watching is the two camps become more divided. Actually, there's three camps. There's the camps of the God haters. There's a camp of the confused Christians / people that don't understand the lateness of the hour or even the relevance of the prophetic word of God. And that's the camp. And then there's the camp of the remnant. And the remnant are those that remain. And, you know, only God knows who makes up the remnant. But he's very clear in the parable of the 10 virgins. A lot of those, you know, 50% of the virgins didn't make it because they assumed, but they also presumed that it would be longer for their master return. And they get locked out. If you go in the parable of talents, the faithfulness of those that were rewarded for their faithfulness versus he who didn't have what it took, the wedding garments, the people that will come to the Lord Jesus Christ saying, Lord, Lord, didn't we do this? Didn't we do that? Look at how, and everybody wants to, here's the bottom line, in my opinion. I love the word bottom line. I've used it a million times. People want to establish their own, quote, relative goodness, believing that if there is a God, they'll go to heaven, versus accepting the fact that God's word says there is none good, not one, but that God in his mercy covers us who call upon his name with the blood of Jesus.
I just have to say this. There are a lot of people out there who think exactly like that. I was one of them until you. It took many conversations, but that is so important that people understand that. Please, ladies and gentlemen, if it took me that long to for Steve to get through my head, you know, please understand what he just said, what Steve just said. I didn't mean that. I just want to really emphasize that, because I lived in that arena or that venue for a long time. Go ahead.
Years ago, and I want to share something. This has nothing to do with the vessel. That would be me. It has everything to do with the message and the message giver, the living God. And Doug, you know, when I start looking at 3 decades of being on talk radio and podcasts since they were available, but even before that, you know, I mean, another 10 years writing newsletters and catalogs and getting people into the prep mindset. But one of the most important things that was driven home to me by the Lord to warn his people about, the day is coming when the 2 most precious commodities in the world will be potable, meaning water able to drink, and food. Now, again, going back to mega drought, excuse me a minute. The mega drought isn't severe enough now. Definition isn't. The amount of water necessary, it's going to come to the fact that, when the Department of Homeland Security closed down Hoover Dam, ladies and gentlemen, that should be a big warning sign. What's real estate worth in the most expensive areas of the world if you don't have fresh water? Well, ladies and gentlemen, even if you have the fanciest pot to urinate in, even if it's a gold-plated toilet, you know, if there's no water, there's nothing to flush. So what good is your gold-plated toilet? Obviously, there's somebody I'm thinking of in mind on that. But the point is that water's life. Water's life. And if you look up the word drought in the Old and New Testament, majority in the Old Testament, what was the key to life? What is there in heaven? Water so amazing that even the river of life flows before the throne of God. And yet I'm watching, Doug, you're watching. Anybody who can think downline beyond, you know, what they're going to watch on TV, how many more OBGYN commercials are they going to see on TV, or this starlet, that starlet, this, you know, rock and roll, blah, 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 blah. We're absolutely being anesthetized, and I coined a term, and I want people to understand this, narcosynthetized, okay? Narcosynthesis. So narcosynthesized, boy, that's a hard one. We'll just call it narked, okay? Not that a narc is usually someone that tells on others, you know, a fink. But in this case, narcosynthesis means that a reality has been created so far away from objective reality, whether it's virtual reality, whether it's a drug, pharmaceutical, getting out of the normal realm of consciousness, all that stuff. But when it comes right down to it, if you don't drink, if you're on a VR head and water, if you can't drink anything, you're going to die. Doug, I am failing to communicate the seriousness of this nature. It was showing. Dane Wigington is pleading with people. It's not man-made. Cows farting? The only cows farting are the politicians speaking out of both ends of their biological containment body. We are watching the absolute destruction of the weather of the world. We're watching every nation that's capable. Right now, there's primarily only 3 capable nations of using weather warfare: Russia, China, and the U.S. And we're getting what I would call the reverberation effect now. The ones who come out on top of the weather control and modification are the ones that have the most power, and it takes nuclear power to run some of the weather modification weapons that exist. So again, where is the disconnect? And this is the thing. People say, well, you only bitch. That's what they say. I'm sorry if that offends people. But what are the solutions? The solution? One solution. Turn to Jesus Christ. Believe that he's the one that warned us of this time. And understand, I can't give you rules, regulations, and suggestions. I've been doing that for 27 years. All of those, and it's not just me.
Isn't that funny? The more that you and others like yourself, and I'd like to be included in that, say, turn to Jesus, the angrier the opposition gets, or the non-Christian, or the satanic Luciferian people who embrace that ideology. I mean, the angrier they get. And you're absolutely right. And by the way, folks, if you haven't done so already, Mega Drought is so relevant today. You really got to get a copy of that Mega Drought. Go to gen6.com. Get the DVD. I love the DVD personally. Mega Drought, please do that, because it is so relevant to today. But when it was done, very prophetic. And I'm telling you, it's great. So Mega Drought, well worth your time. And then get one for your pastor, get one for your representative, whoever. Get one for your family. Red pill your family. All right, Steve. So what you're saying, if I'm hearing this correctly, there's climate change exists, but it exists by, for example, the sun has an impact on the planet, the climate of the planet, but also the climate is being impacted by the weather warfare taking place by the three countries, Russia, China, and the United States. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Yes, and that's specific. And again, you know, I don't know anybody that's laid out logically and sequentially. That's obviously not me. But the bottom line is Dane Wigington has in and listen, when somebody has poured their heart, their soul, their finances into trying to get people to wake up. Doug, I started talking about chemtrails 27 years ago.
Yep.
When I got on a talk radio. That's how long they've been around, ladies and gentlemen. And I still encounter people that say, yeah, I wondered why all those clouds look like that. Well, you know, now we're seeing the poisoning of the farmers' fields. We're seeing the poisoning of the water, the underground rivers, and the underground, if you will, giant aquifers are being depleted. And ladies and gentlemen, by modifying the weather, you can generate drought any place because there are rivers of water in the atmosphere. Specific forms of electromagnetic radiation can basically, like pushing on a balloon. If you push on a balloon, your finger will go in and dent, as long as the balloon doesn't blow up. But or pushing, you know, on anything, the pressure, and this is what people don't understand, you can use pressure generated by electromagnetic radiation to move the clouds, to move the rivers. And the rivers of water in the upper atmosphere exceed the Amazon or the great rivers of the world in water density and the amount of water. So in essence, what we're watching, and I don't know how to make it any clearer, Lucifer is controlling through all of those who have given their power unto the beast, the ability to destroy humanity. So when I look, I've talked about it, 120, 130 now, food warehousing, processing places being closed down, cattle farmers or ranchers not being able to get feed because of the railroads. Railroads coming to an end, diesel fuel being withheld from the truckers. There's nothing in the pipeline, and people somehow don't understand. We're watching the greatest takedown, destruction, and I don't have words, Doug, the dissolution, the erasing of the United States of America. And you're allowing, I'm allowing, we're allowing, well, I'm not allowing it, but I'm trying to speak out and do behind the scenes what I can do behind the scenes. But the willingness of the people to just go, oh, well, you know, I got to go golf this afternoon, or let's turn on Hagman Report, Quails on, oh, let's just get our daily dose of doom. Your daily dose of doom will end very soon. And what you will have, Doug, and this isn't a curse, it's just an awareness, you'll be thrust into deciding, where do I go to get water? States, and here's something I want to share with people. Tell me something specific. Okay, states will close their borders to the amount of refugees and migrants coming in. States with water will be the first place people head to. Oh, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's already plans in the works, and every state government's dealing with this. How, Doug, let's just say this. Let's use Montana. How does Montana, with the blessing God's given us, we're an agricultural state, a mining state, and we've got the Missouri River here, and we've got, you know, some amazing rivers that, quite candidly, just filled up due to the flood. But it can only, any given area, any geographical defined area, only has so much carrying capacity, whether it's water, whether it's food, you name it. What Lucifer has done, and listen, it's not propaganda to tell the truth. It's propaganda to tell a lie and kill the truth. Oh, Ministry of Truth? Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you're watching Orwell's 1984 absolutely accelerate into the most hideous expression of control and destruction of humanity that there is nothing in history, Doug, I can reference it to. And I know history. I write about it, especially prehistory and ancient history.
Yeah, if anyone knows history, it's Steve Quayle, I'll tell you that. And you're right. You know, about the water, if you just do a simple search, by the way, folks, about the state of water, and you really, I'll tell you what, you don't have to. Just get mega drought, okay? But clean, fresh water. We need that, of course, for human life. But one point, this is according to world government statistics. I'm sorry about that. 1.1 billion people lack access to water, and 2.7 billion experience water scarcity at least 1 month per year. And they're saying that by 2025, two-thirds of the world's population will be facing water shortages, something you said long ago. And there's a lot more to that, but the warfare with the water and the food, and even how the food is not being farmed and being used for example, for biofuel. It's just beyond comprehension how they are killing all of us. Go ahead, sir.
Well, let's just take water. And again, because of the provocation of the globalists and the U.S. and NATO to provoke Russia into a nuclear war. And again, I'm not going to argue with anybody. I've given a challenge. We'll decide a platform, a neutral platform. Someone will interview. And the only reason I can make this sound this way, I will take any Defense Department official or general with 4 stars active duty on and discuss the stuff they won't discuss. Okay. So how can I know? Simple. People in that world have been feeding me that data for a lot of years. But let's take fresh water, Doug. If I asked you what nation owns 25% of the world's fresh water, what would you come up with? What would your answer be?
I would say the United States, but nope. Would I be wrong? I'd be wrong.
Yep, you're wrong.
Okay.
And again, so ladies and gentlemen, let's put the, you know, Jeopardy buzzer on. It's Russia with Lake Baikal, B-A-I-K-A-L. Lake Baikal. And what's interesting, I'm just looking at another screen, you know, it 22 to 23% of the world's fresh surface water, more than all of North America, Great Lakes combined, okay? And it's also one of the deepest lakes in the world. I don't think people understand. Deep fresh water. And you'll never hear it in the press, but you'll hear it if you talk to people who are honest in the intel world who are basically trying to get right with God, with their consciences. Russia and China have had battles over China trying to basically steal the fresh water out of Lake Baikal. So let's just look at Russia's position, ladies and gentlemen. Why do the globalists hate Russia so much? If I'm telling the truth on Russia, I'm not being a propagandist, but I will tell you this. What you're watching with the gold backing, underpinning of the ruble, and with last week's statement of wheat and whatever, if the minute that Russia says, we're going to also to back up the ruble, we're going to back it up with the gas, natural gas and oil. Gazprom is one of the world's largest petroleum exporting companies. I mean, there's just nothing bigger. And then, ladies and gentlemen, what's going to happen? Well, people are going to rush to a currency that basically is based on something. And what we're seeing right now is nothing but air, and people are going to refuse U.S. dollar. I wish I could give you a date. I can't. I don't know it. But when force majeure comes into play on the U.S. dollar, and you're already seeing the setup for it because the euro, okay, it's almost about par with the dollar. And at par with the dollar, it came out, I think, around 80 cents when it did come out. But the point being, Western Europe's economy is being destroyed by their sanctimonious sanctions against Russia. But if you go on beyond the sanctions on a financial realm, it's all about killing human beings. And by the grace of God and the passion and the understanding, I'm going to fight for humanity, even though I've said to the Lord, and I have said this, why, God, fight for them when they won't fight for themselves? And he said, some will. Boy, did I get put in my place fast. And I thank the Lord for that, because I'm always in mid-course life or midlife crisis course direction, okay? But so you've got Russia. Most people didn't know that. Obviously, you know, you would have thought the United States. But the most precious commodity is going to be water. Now go to the head of one of the most profane inhabitants of a human body, in my opinion, one of the biggest conglomerates in the world, the head of Nestle, saying there's nobody who's entitled to free water. Did you guys see that?
Yes. And please address that.
Huh?
Please address that, because I thought that was a pretty contemptible thing to say.
I don't understand that said company has almost an indisputable agreement and treaty agreement to take as much water out of one of the Great Lakes as possible. Okay. In other words, Doug, someone gave them all the water they could ever want. By the way, it's bottled water too. This isn't it, but Nestle's. I remember this. In the old days, Nestle's Quick was chocolate powder you put into your milk, and all kids who ever grew up in the 50s, you know, saw the Nestles, Nestle's makes the very best chocolate, okay? The hubris, the absurdity. And what he's saying is, and this is what, and I hope, Lord, thank you, that people understand what God gave freely, everybody wants to sell, and then want to get the last whatever you possess and basically kill you off in the process so you'll own nothing and be happy. Because you'll be dead. You'll be dead. So Russia's got wheat. It's got, obviously, it's neon gas, which is necessary for the semiconductor. That stuff's all not being sold. Now, you can get anything on the black market through intermediaries. We've got, and tell me this, U.S. Defense Department, how are you guys going to get access to titanium? Well, you can buy it the same way through intermediaries. And how about all the rare earths that are necessary for all the EV, electrical vehicles, which, by the way, Doug, how do those get charged if there's an EMP attack, even if it's a EMT cyber attack takedown? Interesting, isn't it? And then we get the word, and I'm jumping around for a purpose to tell you, we are being set up for the ultimate genocidal destruction of humanity. And if people don't care enough about their grandchildren or their children to start standing up and speaking up, especially if you got grandchildren, I guess you're probably a minimum of 50 years old, what will there be left? And here's the thing. People are arguing they don't want to use the R word, repent. The Bible's very clear that God honors one thing when he's determined to destroy a nation because of their wickedness, because of their provocation. was repentance. That's why Nineveh got an extra 100 years. And if you look at the history of Nineveh, we're not talking about, the land of Aunt Polly and meaning, you know, an idyllic world. One of the most evil empires ever existed. But somebody with some, let's just say this, God-endowed boldness stood up. And in essence, it was a gentleman who had probably an eyewitness account of what it was like to be inside of a whale, Jonah. And see, what's happening, Doug, in my opinion, with the fresh water, with the, as Dane Wigington, look, I didn't, and I want to share something, ladies and gentlemen. If I was just one of the after-the-fact people that just comes on talk radio, and there's some guy who's an expert, he took everything like this word for word, didn't even acknowledge, I don't care that he didn't acknowledge me, but good night, I'll at least give credit for stealing it. And you know, there's going to be great migration. Where was he 30 years ago? Why is it, Doug, now I'm going to throw it back to you. Why is it that people will not believe stuff that is basically a matter of record, let's say this, 3 decades long, but they'll go on, you know, Faces of Death book, or they'll go on, YouTube, and they'll basically listen. They won't listen to history. They won't listen to pedigree or whatever, but they'll jump at anything, you know? And I'll give you a good example. People are saying, and I'm not mocking God, but they better be careful. Thus saith the Lord, there's going to be a great drought in the land. Flee, but flee to where? Well, when did they say that? Last month? Well, what are they watching on their computer? Probably pictures of Lake Mead. That's so affrontive. And see, in the Old Testament, those people get stoned, and it wouldn't be on marijuana or LSD or whatever. The bottom line is that now we're looking at the food situation, the food crisis. Russia's got plenty of wheat. Lead export. Oh, by the way, since these sanctimonious sanctions are in place, why is it that the American people are literally watching their nation die before them? Are weapons being given over there, which are all sold on the black market? 90% of the weaponry, it doesn't matter if it's whatever missile system, it doesn't matter. Whatever weapon systems, period, okay? Any tank weapons. I mean, you would give Ukraine our entire strategic stockpile of anti-tank weapons? And why is all this happening? It's because rape, pillage, and plunder, the United States has been sold out from the American people. They have been sold out from under. Another, our country has been sold out from under us. That's what I'm trying to say.
In that same realm, I find it very difficult to believe that Americans are not outraged that Joe Biden, his regime, has sold our strategic oil reserves to China. While we suffer here in the United States. But you know what? I was looking at a couple of forums, which I probably shouldn't do. People saying, "Well, you know, we should pay more for gas here in the United States, or we're not paying our fair share." If you look at the world, and some of the most insane responses to the treachery, to the treasonous activity by this regime and by the globalists behind this regime. So, Steve, I'm with you 100% in all of this. We're arming Ukraine, and this is another thing too. And I know you had posted something about this as well. The rail cars that have been Russian rail cars that were
seized.
Thank you. That's the word. Thanks, senior moment there. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, we're headed headlong into this major conflict, and you're speaking the truth. And I think, too, a lot of people are very afraid, and I think this comes from lack of faith, in my view. Look, I believe in God, and I get afraid, too. I mean, it's a human emotion.
Amen. But
I don't fear, I don't fear death. I know where I'm going. So I think there's a lot of people out there. You talked about the three camps. I think that second camp is kind of filling up with more people. With respect to the Christians who just kind of go through the motions. So that's kind of my view on things. But if that made sense, I was all
over
the place.
Well, you know, I mean, you can spin like a top. The top is in motion, creating centrifugal force, and you direct the whatever the gyroscope or by putting external pressure on it to direct it. Okay, but unfortunately, we're a gyroscopic mess going counter-rotational to the will and the purpose of God. Look, why is it? Why is it that so much Satanism, so much hatred is on the left? We got a Christian brother that was preaching. It took 10 cops to take him down in Seattle. God bless him. And hardly a whimper. We got 400 plus guys still in prison. Where in the blazes, and of course, where in the blazes are all you attorneys who are Christians? Why don't you make a request to those of us who have talk radio platforms and we'll bring you a war chest? What good is law if it doesn't exist? What good is, oh, by the way, the word justice? And maybe that's the reason, Doug. But while we have a chance to make a difference, to save people from eternal damnation, the Bible's very clear. He who in his souls is wise. One of my ultimate critics told a friend of mine, well, Steve's got some good stuff to say, but he always brings his religion into it. Well, that guy's preaching a whole nother religion, always attacking Christianity, always attacking the Old Testament, always attacking this, attacking that. I've known the guy for years.
You don't bring religion, you bring faith into it.
Faith, and look, I don't believe, thank you, I don't believe in religion. I believe in relationship. You know, for the record, pomp and ceremony, out the door in my world. I could care less. I would rather kneel, and I have, at an altar in an old-fashioned church when I first got saved with some kids filled with the Holy Ghost, and I said, I was wise enough. I saw those little kids really know Jesus. I would lay, and some people say, you did do that? Yeah, I did it. I'm not making it up. And I would ask them, I'd say, pray. I could tell you stories of little kids in other third world countries that literally have the power of God that is not resident in the United States at this time. And I don't know when and if it will be. But I mean, when I say these kids move mountains, they like literally move mountains. And the purpose of what this time is, Doug, is to basically give people a timeout. When I gave the word, the prophetic word, I'm not a prophet. I won't allow people to say I am. I'm not. I'm just someone who has a testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy. Jesus, and this is interesting, in 1992, gave me that prophecy about the time coming when no trains would run, no planes would fly, and no trucks would run, and he would bring the United States to a complete halt. Well, I've seen that other times. I said, maybe that's the fulfillment, but it didn't stay that way. I believe we're close to it staying that way. And that's when, ladies and gentlemen, where are you going to go when there's no gas to go there? Well, what will I do for a job? Simple, you won't have it. Is that negative? We watched our country destroyed by a freaking phony, careful, disgusting lockdown, solitary confinement, and we complied like sheep. And I can tell you this, the intelligence agencies were given high fives. The fallen angels, because of the language ability to decipher a lot of that stuff now, were saying, did you ever believe it would be this easy to destroy the human race? Now, Doug, I want to segue if I can. A lot of people are getting excited about our webinar that we're having coming up on the end of July and about the Egyptian alien connection in the Americas, but it goes beyond that. And I want people to understand something. This is about the lies that you've been told about history, and we're talking about the whole flying saucer, the whole alien UFO cover-up that we're uncovering by the grace of God. And Doug, you're going to ask a question, why now? Well, it's only because why now is a context. And so the Egyptian alien connection, America's, this is, I don't know how many hours it's going to be, but everybody gets a PDF. They get an hour-long eyewitness, interview. You'll hear Jesse for an hour. You'll hear Doug and I for an hour. But what's going to be different than this webinar, Doug, is anybody who signs up, is going to get a probably a monthly update because the expedition's continuing. So this won't, there won't be another fundraiser, ladies and gentlemen, because it's to take, and Doug, you know this, to take what goes into this. I'm going to say this. When you hear that this guy or that guy, you know, says, I don't believe it, ask them if they've ever put their life on the line. Like Jesse, like, yes, for instance, yesterday, when I say yesterday, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, you sent me an email saying, oh, brother, the gang members down the block are just killing people. And, you know, I pray for him. He says, Steve, I'm not afraid. I've got God's protection. He absolutely is the right man to lead the expedition. He's a Mexican national, gifted in the understanding of a lot of stuff. So I want to say this, Doug, I want to be very clear. This is about the origin of spiritual warfare. This, the webinar coming up, we're going to show you the, if you will, the devolution of the human genome, the attack it's been on. And what was interesting to me, the deeper we went in the search for artifacts, down the deepest we got was 8 feet. It was interesting down there, Doug. Not that it was interesting down there because we only get to see what was interesting. There was no human references at that level. There were pyramids. There were flying saucers, literally flying saucers. There were literally alien species creations. There were literally glyphs. And if Eric, if you could put this up right now, the glyph, the one that Jesse's holding, the bottom of that pyramid, this is a different pyramid than anybody has seen. It's
and here it right is. And folks, please go to HagmanReport.com and make sure you see this image. If you're listening to this by way of Spreaker or whatever, please get this image. And by the way, Steve, I just want to say this. I told my wife yesterday, I think it was yesterday, that this webinar, whatever you want to describe it, the information in this, it changed my life dramatically in the way I look at things. And you connect you and Jesse, Daniel Holdings, others, connect so many dots as to why, to answer the question, why? And thank you for doing that, because I look at things now from the Bible to current events in a much different light. And there's the pyramid now, folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the basis of the pyramid. And all these things, symbols, and we'll show you what they mean. But the bottom line is you read it, and I'm learning this, Doug. You know, I mean, my ADD, I'm the guy that counts holes in the ceiling tile when I'm in a dental chair. But it's read from right to left and from the bottom up, okay? So, you know, right to left as Hebrew and from the bottom up. Now, the thing I want people to understand is this, that this webinar fundraiser will be used to give an ongoing. So once you sign up, and Doug, there's no ongoing charge. It'll be in an email format because I think people want to be involved. And ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are signing up and did for the previous one, you're helping us. And I hope that people understand this isn't a trivialized marketing statement, but you're not just watching history. You're participating in the revealing of history. Someone says, well, what does all this have to do with Jesus? Really simple, everyone. The entire amount of evidence found on the deepest part of our dig so far are all concerning the genetic manipulation of human genomes, animal genomes. Yes, animal genomes. You know those mythological creatures? It's that this is, I should call them, I'm just making this up, I never thought of it, but we'll call them the Corruption Chronicles and the corruption of the human race. And it's interesting, Doug, isn't it? That just as the perverted sexuality that was so present in ancient myths and legends, because it was always some heavenly creature having a good time on planet Earth with an earthly lady. And by the way, the fallen angels didn't keep the ladies in waiting, okay? And the thing is that producing, and I got to clear up some stupid statements that I see people making on, you know, when they, the giants were a biologically separate species, hybrid species. It was the fallen angels who were having sex with Earth women, and even in their ability to change into human form, they could size themselves appropriately. Whereas the giants would obviously, because of the giant size, would split them open. And I made that statement, but I didn't make it clear enough because there are actual chronicles in Peru and Ecuador that the conquistadors kept of the native legends that the giants actually were, you know, doing what I just said, splitting women open, and that God sent his fiery sword bearing, fiery shining warriors with swords, and basically took out the giants. Well, guess what we just found out by someone who knows something about Smithsonian, that they found giant skulls that were severed and giant skeletons that were severed, as if severed, meaning a giant sword. Now, what's interesting is that not only were those found in Peru, but they were also found in the desert Southwest. And so what I want people to understand is this: David and Goliath is real. The genetic manipulation, the genetic destruction of the human genome, the production of monsters, things, people seeing monsters coming back into our dimension, people seeing every form of occult and supernatural, you have the power over that in Jesus' name. But if you don't know you have the power over that, it's going to affect everybody, because that's the lying signs and wonders. And here's the bottom line, Doug, if you can say it clearer, please do. This seminar, webinar and our fundraiser, ladies and gentlemen, it's putting it all together. And it's putting it all together. The puzzle pieces come in. And I think, Doug, you can say that Daniel helped you to get the final puzzle piece in your understanding. And if you want to share, you feel free to. But ladies and gentlemen, sign up, because I got to share this with you. This, I don't go on. Somebody accused me. And look, people get mad when I say this, but you get stuff nobody else gets. You're the first people that are seeing this. Doug and I and Eric and some others have seen it. But it's been in the ground 6,000 years, some of it. Well, how do you know it's that old? Simply because the Smithsonian cover-up even began back prior to Kincaid's expedition to the Grand Canyon. Oh, that's all fake. They don't even acknowledge it. They don't even acknowledge a lot of things. As a matter of fact, a couple million things they don't acknowledge. As a matter of fact, five levels of security to their databases, because they are so concerned about controlling the narrative. So, Doug, again, I think it's important for people to understand this. We're talking about the greatest deception in the history of the world that will try and displace God as a creator and replace him with the aliens. And Lucifer will then release, and here's the key, will release specific pieces to build his case. Even the Dropadis, D-R-O-P-A, and ladies and gentlemen, they report to have, the fallen angels, even have their videotapes ready of showing the crucifixion from their perspective to absolutely, just imagine a complete distortion of reality. Oh, geez, we're talking about fallen angels. We're not talking about the American news media or the international news media. And the narrative, and we watched it, Doug. This is the thing. We're interrupting the most deadly narrative that Jesus bases his statement on, that if God didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh humanity left alive. So how is it that this is all relevant? Simple. Because you're seeing creatures with the big heads, very similar to Steven Spielberg's Raiders of the Lost Ark and the Crystal Skulls, or Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skulls. You're seeing all sorts of combined xenogenetic, X-E-N-O, genetic compositions in the double and triple helix, the typical diagram for both human and non-human DNA. And the thing is that it doesn't get any more relevant, because what is everything? What is everything right now? The biggest push for the annihilation of the human race, it's genetic. It's all genetic. It's in the genes. No, it's in the injection. You know, they want to destroy humanity. Why are they going to inject little children? And I mean this. May the Lord God of heaven absolutely send his warring angels and take those people off the face of the earth if they do not repent. And may he do it swiftly. They're going to kill the babies. They're going to inject them. They're killing the newborns. They're going to inject them. And when I say killing, even though they don't instantly die, they're interfering with God's heritage being reproduced. Look, transhumanism, I don't care what pronouns you use in any context of any confused human being, transhumanism is really, how should I say this? The end of transgenderism is transhumanism. The end of transhumanism is extinction of the human race. Does that make it pretty plain, Doug?
Boy, I'll tell you, that nails it. Yeah, yeah. And you know, Alex Jones was talking about this as well a couple of months ago, exactly this. And notice how they're pushing this transgender agenda upon us at this moment. And again, you know, why now? Well, this, because it's all interconnected. So go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, another thing I want to share, and this is really critical. You know, I had Aaron Brickman and Julia Brickman on from Skipper, their homeschooling community for people across the world, because people are watching their children, their grandchildren be destroyed. So I would just encourage those of you who, you know, contacted Aaron. Listen, I know what's going to happen, but I'm willing, and I did, I want to make it clear, I invested in his program because I want a solution to the destruction of our children. So those of you who, you know, sent Aaron an email, I just say follow it up, you guys, because I will say this, Doug, I'm not afraid. I'm not hawking it for him. I invested in it because somebody's got to turn this country around. And isn't it interesting, when the very first groups that the MIAC report, that was the one that identified everybody who was a threat to the globalists, was homeschoolers. I have no higher respect in the world than for people who have homeschooled at great expense and responsibility. And, you know, it's interesting because the saddest thing, and I really do mean this with all my heart, is the fact that I don't want any, and fortunately in my case, by the grace of God, I don't want God, when I stand before him at the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, saying, where are your children? I don't think there's more heartbreak. Now, parents can go to heaven, and many will be, but their children won't be. Or what about where are your grandchildren? This is, see, Doug, we have become so consumptive, so immediately needing entertainment, that we forgot those people that basically, look, they can change their hair color, they can change their plumbing, they can change the rainbow, they can change this, that, or anything. But the bottom line is they can't change the prophetic word of God. So they have to get rid of the Christians, and the vilification of Christians is going to go ballistic. Someone says, well, good, they're coming for you first. Well, listen, they've been coming for me for a long time, and he, God, has kept me alive. I'm not done until he tells me, come up. And I said, Lord, I think I'd like to go up now. He said, not time. So, and not by my own hand, I might add. But the bottom line is that we're now, Doug, at a point in history where we have to get involved in our children's lives. I know Aaron and Julia. I've known them for, I don't know, 15, 17 years. Aaron's one of the brightest guys that I know, and that's not flattery. His wife has a walk in the prophetic realm, real prophet, not goofball, you know. And the bottom line is she's as silent until the Lord tells her to speak. Their program, Skipper, the home-based education, is I think, God's answer. I know it. I know how many years they prayed over it. I know how much money they put into it of their own, everything. So I believe when I see passion like that, that's where I want to get involved. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what I just encourage you. Those of you who have sent Aaron an email, follow it up with him. And the same thing, if you see a passion, those of you who don't have any natural heirs or anything, you want to make a difference, you know, make a difference that way. But I'm tired of, you know, basically, you know, fueling, and I don't, dealing with the shakedown of God's people. This is not a shakedown. This isn't a gift situation. This is an investment situation.
About that, I just want to mention this. I received an email after that program, and it surprised me because I know this individual, and He said, well, I can't believe that was just one big infomercial. And I wrote back, there was probably a 3 or 4 email exchange. I wrote back and I said, you had, if I recall correctly, you had asked for solutions to that specific problem area. You know, did I get that wrong? He said, no, you got that right. But I didn't expect an infomercial. I said, so let me get this straight. You want us to solve your problems without you having any skin in the game. So that's what I'm seeing, right? And he wrote me back and apologized. He said, I didn't see it that way. But, you know, people are looking for solutions, but they don't want to be a part of the solution. They want people to solve their problems for them. And we can't do that. We can help, but we can't take on their problem and solve it for them. I just wanted to share that with you. I didn't share that off air with you, but
well, that's good. And you know, getting back to the whole alien phenomenon, ladies and gentlemen, what the official release of information was nothing, totally nothing. I know from people in the military what a, how should I say this? I'm trying to use a safe word. What a total mess it was, because how is it that there are guys on talk radio and on podcasts that are telling us where these things are originating from? By the way, Cornerstone, a secret base beneath the waters, the ocean waters off the Coronado Islands and, you know, in the Baja. Oh, and by the way, that's where all those guys encountered these things. The necessity for God's people. Look, here's the biggest point, Doug. Maybe this is critical. God says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He also says that doesn't save them, but the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. Well, that's good because, hey, at least the world knows that maybe they can listen to somebody and learn something, whereas in Christendom, you know, it's how can we destroy this messenger or how can we, you know, take this person on, but they don't supply. What we're supplying the answers, okay, in this webinar, it's not an infomercial. It's supplying the answers to all of the Bravo Sierra that's out there coming from the people that have 2 million files. That's a real number. Files on UFOs, alien encounters. How about, ladies and gentlemen, when you learn that there are actual copies in the glyph language and even in Greek and some, I think one in Hebrew, one in ancient Chinese, and there's different dialects of Chinese, but of agreements with the aliens and India, the continent of India, the subcontinent of India. The bottom line is one of the most ancient periods of interaction with the sky gods known. Who do you think gave them the instructions for the Vimana, the flying craft? So, Doug, why this is critical? If Christians understand the context of fallen angels, of aliens, of hybrids, i.e., let's just call them monsters, of giants, of all that stuff being present before the flood of Noah, and then Jesus likening that time to the second coming, his second coming. And by the way, Jesus was talking about his second coming, not a certain president, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the mess we are in because the whole country lies in the evil one. You can have the best intention, but if there's no one that'll carry it out, and with your policy, if you want your policy, but they're working overtime to destroy your policy, again, Doug, this is why I'm saying there's no political solution to a spiritual problem, but there is a spiritual solution, and that is absolutely what we're trying to say. If God says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, I know this. I know. I believe this. God is the best, how should I say this, economizer of time. You know, I love the Lord. He's bottom line. And I'm bottom line. A lot of people get offended. But the bottom line is this. If you know the lies that are coming at you, you can decide how you're going to act ahead of. For instance, if you knew of all the vaccine injuries, of all the vaccine deaths, of all the sudden adult deaths, and even all of the ramifications of now you're going into a winter no heat, possibly no fuel, especially propane or coal, name it, whatever you heat with. We're going into the winter. Everybody said, oh, you guys are just all doomed. No food. Now, obviously, people of means can leave the country. They can go here. They can go there. But it's happening worldwide just as a drought. And all of this stuff, Doug, is what we are finding references to in the ancient glyphs that are being translated. And that's why people, you know, hey, they have to pay to play. That same person that apologized to you about an infomercial, I get that all the time. And I say, have you ever personally written a check to support your belief that would affect someone positively? Well, no. And my answer is, why not? Now, I have, and you have, and we have together, separately and individually, our different platforms, some of the most generous people in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, again, if it weren't for those of you who are our viewers and listeners, we wouldn't even gotten this far. But it's always cool. And I know what Daniel Holding said, too. He said the same thing I did, independent of me. And Doug, you said the same thing, different way. We all want to be part of something so much bigger than ourselves that only God could get the glory for. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the heart of a king. And I'm talking about the King of Heaven to disclose a matter. So, you know, that's what this is. And again, ladies and gentlemen, Eric, do you have that one other picture I sent you? I want to show up. Didn't I send you a picture, an aerial shot of a drone? These are still captures from the video. Oh, yeah. Okay. This is one of them. But do you see any semblance of statues this size? And then I'd say Easter Island, you know.
How big are those?
Huh?
How tall or what's the size of those?
I should know that. It's like 30, 40 feet somewhere
okay.
in there.
All right.
And these are in Tula. Again, all the artifacts, and Doug, I've said it since I started writing and on podcasts and writing, you know, stuff 40 years ago, actually that long ago, it's never what you see above ground. It's always beneath. And not one of these artifacts was taken off anything except private property owners, private property. And so, you know, the Toltecs, I mean, this is just one of the empires. But what I'm trying to say is, and Eric, there should be a shot. If I think I sent you a screen capture of Jesse from the air and a couple guys digging. And if I didn't, it's my fault. But anyway, the thing is
yeah, we don't have that, Steve.
He doesn't have it?
We don't have it, no.
Okay. The effort we went to establish authenticity, I'm going to use that word and forget provenance, authenticity was even well the locators were locating, the diggers were always checked. So, I mean, Jesse's really thorough. But not only, Doug, do we have our diggers when they came in with the artifacts being located, we didn't know what they were until, you know, they dug them out, obviously. But there was a drone overhead, and that drone overhead was watching it all in real time. You follow me? Our drone. Mm-hmm. And so no one could say, well, you know, this, that, or the other thing. I won't defend it any longer anymore. And I would just ask you to ask, quote, the critics that have already arisen that, you know, maybe some were former, you know, employed by me or even associated with me. Bottom line is, or people that have appeared on the True Legends conferences, you know, who just, well, this is just too wild. Yet, what have they ever done? Have they followed their passion, and has their passion produced fruit? I have, and you get them too. I get emails after emails. You filled in the missing link. Now I see why things are. Now I understand what I could never understand. Now I understand why God told the children of Israel to kill every man, woman, and child, because they weren't human beings.
Yes.
They were hybrids. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching those same fallen angels unseen, embodied. And I'm talking about there's a difference between a demon and a fallen angel. And delighting in destroying God's image and likeness, destroying God's ordinance of marriage, destroying God's heritage of children. It's destruction, destruction. And if one person gets it, Doug, and I know there are way more than one, the fact that this stuff is relevant to their life because the deception is so ingrained that we sat as a nation and allowed ourselves to be put into solitary confinement. Not everybody, but the majority. And now as we enter into winter again, and you remember, we've heard all the references to Operation Dark Winter. Winter's coming, obviously Game of Thrones, winter, you know, Winterfall or whatever. All I'm trying to say is this, is that I believe this is the most important webinar conference, and it's a culmination. That doesn't mean it ends. It just means it's the culmination of 3 years worth of establishing authenticity. And when you hear what is going to be presented, and this is a hook, if you will, it's going to be mind-blowing. And I can share, nobody's ever produced eyewitnesses to what we know is in the Smithsonian. Even to the point, Doug, that the infamous Kincaid's Cave that the Phoenix Gazette carried the story of, Kincaid had tens of thousands of artifacts brought out, not on one trip, of course, but of those caves. And the Smithsonian said he didn't even exist, even though they have his handwritten journal. Handwritten journal. So, everything they say doesn't exist has existed because it was shipped to the Smithsonian. And again, somebody says, you don't like them. Nope, I don't. Not at all. But anyway, the thing is that I believe it's God's timing to just absolutely bring this stuff out in the open, just like why Georgia Guidestones now. I think we gave a plausible explanation. I think why Roe v. Wade, nothing's more inflammatory. And when you have a group of communists that are taking over our, quote, government, our intelligence apparatus, our military, they need the revolution. Oh, and only one thing stops them, and it's the Second Amendment. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sharing with you that war is in our future. It's not going to be war over there or war over there. You know, it's coming right here. And it's not propaganda. When Dmitry Medvedev made this statement, associate director of Russia's Security Council, do you guys understand we're one of the world's nuclear, do you really want the end of humanity? And the answer to that is, and I would say this to Mr. Medvedev, I would say, you know it, you guys are experiencing it. The reason Russia had to be vilified and destroyed is because they stand as a nation. Tell me this, Doug, is if we stand for our nation, our flag, our national anthem, our constitution, have you noticed that everything now, anything related to our history, our freedom, our liberty and justice is now all white privilege or white this or white that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I am appalled at even the evangelifish world. And people say, well, I don't want to get in politics. That just puts a bigger target on my head. It's not politics. It's spiritual. It is a spiritual war for the control of this planet and the United States, and its surrender to the powers of darkness is one of the major players, and God will not allow America's sinfulness to go unchallenged.
Wow. No, you said it correctly and very, very well pointed. You know, when I look at the things that are happening today, Steve, you and I spoke off air, of course, and folks, you know, when you look at things that are happening, you've got to feel, I mean, intellectually and in your heart of hearts, that things that are happening are different. There's something spiritual taking place here that we're witnessing. It's beyond politics. It involves politics, but it's bigger than that. It's beyond nationalism or populism or globalism, but it involves all of that, but it's spiritual in nature. And I think that the timing, as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, I don't think it was God's timing to put Russ, because you were talking about Russ, you and I were, to put Russ in my life, or me and Russ's life, however that happened, and working with the different things that came, that showed the glyphs, the angelic writing that connected us, and then all of a sudden dots started connecting. That was God that did that, and answers. were forthcoming subsequent to that, and how that plays into this, which and this, by the way, the webinar is a much bigger, it's on a much bigger scale that will help you, the listener, the viewer, understand what's happening now, why it's happening now, and what happened in the past in pre-Adamic, Adamic, and as well as the time of Noah, that history. So I think it's all connecting right now, and it's so important, I think, that we all understand where we are in God's time, in our time, as well as the situations we're seeing, why we're seeing them now, and really what's going to happen next. Not that we can, with any clarity, say what's going to happen next, but certainly you can deduce it from the evidence offered. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think it's obvious that in science fiction, which a lot of it was science faction, the plans of the fallen ones, because remember, their number one, and they didn't even have phones to be selfie. Number one, I would say this characteristic of fallen angels is their pride and their hatred for humanity. That's the driving force of everything they do, of everyone they kill, of every plot, plan, scheme. And I want to share this. There's not one person alive that can take this stuff on apart from the power of the living God. That's not a negative confession. And most people won't touch it, Doug. I mean, Jesus gives a great commission. Nobody wants to go out and cast out demons because, quite candidly, they don't have the certainty of the anointing of the Lord in that area of life because they've never been proven. They've never had to encounter it. So when I hear, you know, people tell me how they're going to stand for Jesus when they're being marched off to the camps and watching their friends or their relatives be beheaded, because that's how the devil's going to do it. That's in response to Genesis 3:15, that, you know, a bruised head will take the heads of all the followers of God. And see, the thing is that I don't know, and obviously I know this, when we present all this stuff, it's people must decide, do they want to be informed of this? Because, I mean, every single show of science fiction faction that's come out concerning aliens has built, ladies and gentlemen, a subconscious set of neuron channels or neural channels that when you see that, you're going to say, that's just like that movie. I do it. People do it too. You know, that's just like that movie. What's happened, Doug, and I hope I can get this clear. If I can't make it clear, please. We have been neuro-linguistically, that means our brains have listened to the music, and we have been audio enhanced to make jump cuts, meaning we'll just go there instantly, okay? For instance, you can have all the training in the world, but you also have your sense. And when all your training lines up with a sense of something, hey, there's not this, something isn't right here, just like you said at the beginning of the show with the Georgia Guidestones. What we have to do is we have to literally become so familiar with the enemy. And ladies and gentlemen, the enemy, a lot of people are finding out, they're sending me emails, and I don't know if you get them too, Doug, but oh no, you can't believe what's gone on in my own family. My kids won't talk to me because of my stand for Jesus. I said, no, but they'll sure be there when your will is read. Make sure you disappoint them. I'm serious when I say that. the bottom line is that all of this stuff is related. And it's just like a jigsaw puzzle. And so many people are looking for that final puzzle to get the big picture. And I see literally, and I really believe this, I see God in his mercy saying, if his people are so blind, they don't see the missing piece, I'm going to put it right in for them. And then you pull back and you go, of course. Well, you know what most people say to me when they finally get it? Why didn't I see that? Why didn't I see it? It was before my eyes at all time. That's the purpose of our webinar, our conference, to show you what's been before your eyes at all time. We'll get into Genesis chapter 10, Nimrod, the builder of Babel. We'll get into the Epic of Gilgamesh. Absolutely astonishing. And so, ladies and gentlemen, when those guys, you read about them in history, or the Tomb of Gilgamesh being found in 2003, and what happened to the body of, Nimrod? Well, guess what, Doug? his DNA showed up in a laboratory someplace. Gee,
that's a surprise. And as you were talking about the movies, all I can say is this. Folks, the call is coming from inside the house. I'll leave it there. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. Folks, HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to the webinar. You will not be disappointed. Hey, sign up right now. Steve, thanks, brother. I appreciate you. I really do.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Eric.
Have a good night, folks.